You're on your Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And how fit are our farmers? Of course, it's a very physically demanding job, so you'd think that they're getting plenty of exercise on the daily. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. And obviously, farm work is a lot of physical activity. You'd think that means that farmers would be pretty fit.
Yeah, well, like you said, if you know a farmer, you know that they work long hours and they're doing lots of physically demanding things. However, you know, with that modern day farming and improvements in technology and also bigger machinery, things have changed from what it was, you know, years ago. And research shows now that many farmers don't do as much physical activity as they used to, and many are spending a lot more time sitting down.
Right. So how does the health of farmers compare to other professions around Australia?
Yeah, well, we know for anyone, not just farmers, that we all benefit from increased daily exercise and movement and limiting that prolonged sitting so that we can reduce our risk of serious health complications such as diabetes and heart disease, cancers, and also mental health issues, and also those musculoskeletal aches and pains which farmers can get as well. So a study conducted by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found that when compared to people living in major cities and in their regional areas, people living in the more outer regional, rural and remote areas like our farmers were more likely to engage in high-risk behaviours such as smoking, poor eating patterns, alcohol consumption and inadequate amounts of exercise. So then really when dialing that down, they compared the average Australian male between the age of 25 to 74 to male farmers of the same age, and they found that farmers experienced higher death rates from coronary artery disease and certain cancers, respiratory diseases such as chronic asthma and bronchial infections, and then mental health issues too, depression, anxiety and stress. So, yeah, not as good as kind of inner metro areas.
Right. And so how can exercise then help farmers improve their health?
Yeah, well, like we said, farming can be demanding on the body, from lifting heavy objects, jumping up and down off the machinery, having to react quickly to animals. And these can all pose a risk of injury to our body. So exercise is really good for relieving tension and stress. It boosts our physical and mental energy, enhances our well-being through the release of those feel-good endorphins. So exercise is a really great way of helping farmers to maintain strong and mobile bodies, which can then allow them to keep doing their farming job for years to come, because we know that many farmers work, you know, until they're quite older, some past retirement age. And along with that physical benefit of exercise, like I said, there's that feel-good release of endorphins, which can help to improve or regulate mood. And that can be a really helpful way for farmers to help reduce their stress and reduce their symptoms of depression.
I'm guessing with farm work, it's a lot of walking around, a lot of moving, a lot of, like you said, heavy lifting. So fitness training or even strength training would be ideal for farmers?
Yeah, exactly. So we want them to be doing that cardiovascular fitness, such as the walking and the bike riding. So that's going to keep their heart nice and strong and try and prevent some of those chronic conditions. Like we said, you know, they're more at an increased risk of dying from heart conditions. So we want them to be doing that cardiovascular fitness to keep their heart really strong and working well. And then, like you said, strength training. So like we said, it's hard on the joints, it's hard on the muscles farming with the heavy lifting and jumping and different things. So strength training around particularly the lower and upper body to keep our farmers nice and strong to be able to keep doing those activities way into the future is really important. And then the other thing is just flexibility. So just keeping their body nice and supple to allow them to keep doing that in the future. And, you know, if you know farmers, and I'm actually married to one, he will say, I'm really active all the time. But it's just not the same as doing that proper designated exercise to get the health benefits that we're looking for. And they don't need to go to a gym or a fancy facility. Like, we can just do walking and bike riding, stretching at the end of the day. And, you know, using, they've got plenty of heavy things that they can kind of, you know, repeat to do some squats and whatever. So it's really important that our farmers, like any professional who works long hours, really try and make time and prioritise time for exercise so that they continue to be able to do that work for many years to come. And like I said, it's really great for mental health as well.
Mm. And like you said, it's you need that dedicated exercise time, because it's like even with an office job, the steps you do in the day don't necessarily equate to a proper a bit of exercise for your day.
No, that's right. So that's why, you know, I encourage my farmers just to grab 10 minutes here or 10 minutes there of, you know, going for a walk, doing the strength training to, you know, it all adds up and accumulates across the day, and we can try and get to that 30 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic exercise that we're aiming for each day. So you know, while the truck's filling up or something, just use that opportunity to do some exercise and get it into your day.
No worries. And for any farmers out there feeling bad about how much exercise you get, you definitely get a lot more than a bloke sitting behind a microphone on the radio each morning. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.